Nolte, NBC News goes on desperate fake news rampage. By John Nolte on May 11, 2020. NBC News has always sought to deceive its gullible audience. But as of late, using deceptively edited video, the far-left news outlet has been on an even more desperate rampage to mislead. This Sunday on Meet the Press, host Chuck Todd told one of the most shameless and audacious lies in media history. Using a selectively edited video to beat all selectively edited videos, Todd told his audience that when asked to justify dropping the case against Trump's former national security adviser Michael Flynn, Attorney General William Barr said, "History is written by the winners." To make his point, Todd cut to video of Barr saying, "History is written by the winners," and then scolded Barr. "I was struck by the cynicism of the answer. It's a correct answer, but he's the Attorney General. He didn't make the case that he was upholding the rule of law. He was almost admitting that, yeah, this is a political job." And then Todd's dim-witted guests joined him in condemning Barr for saying history is written by the winners. There was just one problem: that's not what Barr said. That's not even close to what Barr said. Oh, sure, Barr used those words, but Todd deliberately took the Attorney General out of context about as far as you can take someone out of context. Here's what really happened. During an interview with CBS last week, Barr was asked what history will make of his Flynn decision, and Barr thoughtfully replied with this: "Well, history is written by the winner. So it largely depends on who's writing the history. But I think a fair history would say that it was a good decision because it upheld the rule of law. It helped, it upheld the standards of the Department of Justice, and it undid what was an injustice." Did you see what Chuck Todd did? Did you see just how grotesque Todd was willing to get? Did you see just how much Chuck Todd was willing to sell out his own integrity and residual moral authority for a pathetic gotcha moment? Do you see just how far gone these people are? What's more, Todd had to know he would get caught, but he's become so partisan, insulated, and arrogant, he no longer cares. Chuck Todd is a troll now. Meet the Press was once the crown jewel of journalism, but Todd has twisted and perverted it into just another tired, predictable, loud, and dishonest cable news hour, and one that is hobbled by credibility issues. It can attract attention only when Chuck Todd is caught trolling with his lies. And that's only the latest fake news sent from NBC News. On Friday, MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski did the exact same thing with the exact same Barr quote. Cable news network MSNBC aired a similarly edited clip on Morning Joe on Friday, my colleague Joel Polak reported. Host Mika Brzezinski slammed Barr's history comment, "And that tells you everything you need to know. Might makes right." So once again, here is NBC News deliberately misleading its audience and trolling Trump and Barr with deliberate lies. And then it happened again. On that very same Friday, Brzezinski's husband Joe Scarborough, who's never gotten over Trump dumping him in 2016, retweeted a different out-of-context video, this one put together by late-night last placer Jimmy Kimmel. The video purported to prove Vice President Mike Pence faked carrying medical supplies for a photo op. But the truth is that Pence only joked about faking it. Scarborough later apologized, but once again another NBC News clown proved that these mistakes only ever happen in one direction. Last week, it was far-left CBS News getting caught for the third time using video in the most dishonest way imaginable to deceive its audience and embarrass Trump. This time it's NBC News being caught for the third time. Wonder who will win the fake news tiebreaker? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.